AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider in the podcast. And you know what? When you take a little breather from the breakfast show and take a week off, there has to be some recompense. And I was taken away, and I'll tell you more. You'll find out what happened. The boss gave me a big surprise.
I love that. A breather after only being in the job a few months. That is funny. Oh, look, the M1, we wanted to know, is it true that being 90Ks an hour is better, that it is working? And also for the parents out there with the childcare worker strike, we understand why you're not paid enough. But what are you doing with your kids today?
Yeah.
That's the question.
And Tom Tate, 8 days to the Commonwealth Games. He's the mayor. He's the main cheese. And he was on absolute fire. He was... next level.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Right to play, kids?
Are you right to play, Dave?
Yeah.
That is the main question.
I've got a really quick question. I had this discussion with my wife yesterday, Cherie.
Yes.
That song, what's that song? Hands... hug people, throw your arms around me.
Yes. Hunters and Collectors.
So it's not a Kiwi song, is it?
No.
Exactly. Thank you, Rodney.
Hang on a minute, but isn't there some discrepancy because who in the band is a Kiwi?
Nobody from the
Hunters. They're all Melbourne-based, aren't they?
Yeah, Melbourne.
No, you're thinking Crowded House,
Bridget. Of course, yes. No one is. They're all
Aussies. I think the Crowdies did a version of it, yes.
Why? What was the discrepancy?
Oh, no, you know what, Kiwis, they try and claim everything. Soon they'll try and claim the ball tampering.
Here we go.
They can.
Bit of sport for you first up. Name that year.
Dutch hopes rested with their men. Facing them were Australia. The Netherlands had won gold in both Atlanta and Sydney. No surprise when they took the lead. Never discount an Aussie team. They equalised to force the match into sudden death extra time. Then won with a beautifully worked penalty corner.
That's the Kookaburras winning gold at a certain Olympics. Do you want to know the Olympics? Might help you out.
Nah, well, the Olympics were 16, 12, 8, 4, 2000, 96 and 92.
It sounded like the Top Gear guy doing the voiceover.
Well, was it, 2000, Spider 2000?
No.
That was the Sydney Olympics. That's the only reason I thought they might have won. But they had a good stretch, the Kookaburras. One of our greatest teams.
Do you think the commentator was a bit old? Like, does it sound old school commentating?
Yeah, but you are talking hockey.
Oh, would it be that? Well, it would have been Nicky's. No?
Well, Nicky's era was 2000,
2000. 96, 04. I don't know. I'll just say 2000. What did you say?
I said 2000. So you can go 04 or 06 or 92.
I'll go 04.
Yes.
There you go.
I have to tell you, yesterday, AJ, it was a clean sweep, and Peter won, knowing when Nicole Kidman was married. What was the other one? The two others were, when Savage Garden Song came out.
Yeah.
And the third one was also, and the when The Notebook came out.
Yeah. Nailed it.
You had a good guessing day, Peter.
So,
a good guessing day. You like those on a Saturday afternoon around about 1 o'clock when the races are on.
Here we go. Off to the movies. Name that year.
So I got a gun. You should get across the street. You should get across the street.
Start acting crazy.
What?
All right? Like Looney Tunes, you know, like Bellevue.
Hey, Suits.
A friend of yours?
He looked like a friend of mine.
Okay, so that's Die Hard 3.
Oh.
I haven't even seen one.
Yeah. We've gone through Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2. I thought it was 2000. I got laughed at. It was a lot earlier than that.
No, they were the Lethal Weapons, wasn't
it? Oh, were they? I don't know. I get confused. I have no idea. I'm going to go right in the middle. Middle of the dartboard. Go for the Bulls. I spied a 95.
Correct.
See? That normally happens. That normally happens. Good guess. Maybe you're a psychic and you don't know it.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
I'll bring in some cards tomorrow.
You're right.
I guarantee you won't. It's 1-1. This is the decider. Okay. Spider will not get this unless he guesses it, and he won't guess it.
All along the waterfall with you.
Aww.
A brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl.
Sing along, Peter.
Do you remember when?
Yes.
We used to sing. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Brown-eyed girl.
They called him the Belfast Cowboy. That was his nickname. Van Morrison. You ever heard of Van Morrison?
Yes, I've heard of Van.
There you go.
Got a good brand of shoes named after him.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to go first?
I've got a year in mind, but please.
No, if you want to go a decade.
No, I'm going a decade. I've written it down just in case, but please.
All right, you're going to stick with whatever you wrote down?
Yeah, 100%. I won't cheat.
All right, write down. All right. Bridge. I will say 1968.
No.
Oh, I was going to go later. I thought it was a fraction later, not too high. I will go what I've written down. But I think it might be a little bit early after you said. But I reckon Spider, 76.
No. Rockin'?
Oh, originally he wrote it as Brown Skin Girl, but because of sensitivities back then, he changed it to Brown Eye Girl.
Oh, really?
Yes, which was all very, very silly. 1966?
No. No. Well, you're both close as the pin, but Bridge wins today because it's against you and Spider. It was 1967.
Oh! Right between the posts.
Whoa. Right between the posts.
There you go.
Well done.
AJ, you've had a beautiful week off, putting your feet up, kicking back in Thailand. And, you know, we don't really take a lot of time off. Well, we don't take any time off except for you. The boss has got something for you. We don't know what it is. Right. All that we know is that we've got to keep after 8:30 free this morning.
Yes, that's all we've been told, right. Our instructions.
Right.
And I'm only, look, we're just the bearer of news. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
I don't take any time off. Only time has been in hospital where it's been out of my hands and they still cross to me every day.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'll take what's dished up.
You're a different person since you're back from Thailand. I'm loving it, you.
Very relaxed.
Yeah, extra relaxed.
Well, so were you when you came back, remember?
So relaxed. It's a beautiful country for that. It really is.
It is. It is, Peter. You need to spend half your life there.
Okay, they're saying now that the 90K zone an hour on the M1, it's actually a very good thing. Apparently, merging is much smoother. Since March the 1st, there's been a 50% decrease in car accidents, a 44% decrease in changing lanes, and 96% of trucks are keeping in the left lanes. So now the government are saying, we might keep this.
Yeah, we should keep it. And even the roads minister, he was on the news last night saying exactly that.
We've seen some fantastic improvements in terms of the constancy of traffic flow. What it does is it makes the merging much smoother. You don't get bank ups at the merge nearly as much, so the traffic keeps ticking over. In the first week, we had 750,000 trips and we only had about 210 speeding tickets.
Well, there we go. Well,
we're not on it every day like you guys.
Is it working? 13, 27, 10. Is the M1 better going at 100 Ks?
See, you've been over WA where there's roads with no speed limits, right? Of course, they're different than always congested. You've got in Germany autobahns where the speed limits are, there's no speed limits at all to keep the traffic flowing. But it looks like this is working.
Yeah, well, it does. Well, you know, when you look at stats like that, and we know that you can look at stats any way you like.
Yeah,
you can look at footy stats, any stat you can turn to make it sure it suits you.